وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرؤيا الصالحة وفي رواية الرؤيا الحسنة من الله والحلم من الشيطان ومن رأى شيئا يكرهه فلينفث عن شماله ثلاثا وليتعوذ من الشيطان فإنه لا تضره متفق عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has reported by Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala that a good dream or a beautiful dream is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a bad dream is from shaitan. We explained this in the last few lessons. A good dream, it is from Allah ta'ala to motivate you, give you encouragement, give you some glad tidings. وَالْحُلُمُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ And a nightmare is from shaitan. Shaitan wishes to frighten you, to scare you, make you lose hope. So whosoever sees a dream that he dislikes, in other words, he sees a bad dream, so he should spittle on his left shoulder 3 times. So you don't spit, you just spittle very gently. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, النفث نفخ لطيف لا ريق معه. It's a very gentle, it's a spittle on your 3 times. So you, 3 times you spit on your left hand side, and you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The moment you do this, hadith says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَضُرُهُ This dream will not harm you. In other words, there will be no effects of this dream. So when a person sees the evil dream, then he is advised to spit to the left in order to drive away shaitan. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ You are seeking Allah Ta'ala's protection from shaitan, the evil one. And we had mentioned also, do not discuss this dream to any person. There's no need for discussing this dream to any person. You saw this bad dream, 3 times you spittled it, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Then the hadith also says, another hadith, then you should change your side. So if you were sleeping on the left hand side, now change to the left, to the right side. If you were sleeping on the right hand side, and you saw this bad dream, then turn to the left hand side. In one narration, it has been mentioned also in Muslim Sharif, that a person, if it possible, that he should read 2 rakat salah also. If you read 2 rakat salah, then all these, the evil of the dream will not affect you. So if you cannot read 2 rakat salah, at least put it on the left hand side, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. And also, if a person could just give some sadaqah that day, because sadaqah wards off all evil. So if some evil was going to befall you, now by giving sadaqah, the good effects of sadaqah is that it wards off all bala that was going to come to you. Some ulama have also mentioned that you should read Ayat al-Kursi. In the hadith we did today, you spittle 3 times, and A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا رأى أحدكم رؤيا يكرهها فليبصق عن يساره ثلاثا وليستعيذ بالله من الشيطان ثلاثا وليتحول عن جنبه الذي كان عليه رواه مسلم. Same hadith, that if a person sees a dream which he dislikes, he should spit 3 times to his left, seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from shaitan 3 times, and turn over from the side on which he was lying down. وعن أبي الأسقع واثرة ابن الأسقع رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من أعظم الفراء أن يدعي الرجل إلى غير أبيه أو يري عينه ما لم ترى أو يقول على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لم يقل رواه البخاري. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned that the worst of lies, the greatest of untruths is that a person attributes his lineage to someone other than his own father. It's a very serious crime. If you are Fulan ibn Fulan, you are, example, Muhammad, the son of Ibrahim, and then you tell the people, no, I am Yusuf's son. In other words, you have disowned your father. You have made your lineage to another person. This is the worst of lies ever. So the greatest of untruth is for a person to attribute his lineage, his nasab, to someone other than his father. The second thing Rasulullah mentioned in this hadith, that a person claims to have seen something in a dream which he did not see. Many people relate some dreams, but those dreams are false. They didn't see those dreams. It is incorrect to lie to people and to pretend as though you saw some dream which you did not see. And the third one is, أو يقول على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لم يقول. A person says things, he fabricates things, and he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said this. In other words, he attributes things to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see. So these are all fabricated narrations, which we call mawdu'at. So these three crimes are very serious. Person links his lineage to somebody other than his father. A person pretends that he saw a certain dream which he didn't even see. And a person attributes a hadith to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, allahumma, bihamdika, nashallah.